What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
It is time for Forbes Baseball Milwaukee beat reporter and man about town, Drew Wagner, joins the show. Drew, you ever been to Canada? You ever been to Toronto? Oh, I should probably turn your mic on. Hold on. There we go.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, better. Hi. How are you?
I'm well.
You ever been to Toronto?
We got to work on that intro music. I need something with more of a fiddle, maybe a banjo.
I you know what?
Guitar.
Charlie, you want to email Sparky?
We can make that happen.
We're Odyssey. Yeah. We are worldwide. We could do anything.
That's right. I have been to Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely town, and I'm a fan of well, this will come as no shock to you, Mr. Boston boy. I'm a fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Sure, yeah.
So yeah.
At least you're not a fan of the Montreal Les Habitants, the Canadiens.
Disgusting organization.
Thank you. Like, disgusting. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? Like, we can agree to hate the Canadiens together.
Yeah. I thought about going this weekend, but one, I wasn't sure that Canada would let me in.
Fair.
And two, I had no confidence that the United States would let me back in.
I think both of those are appropriate thoughts. And I wanted to wish you condolences on your loss last night.
Yeah, I dislike Nebraska a great deal.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I also, you know, we all dislike Nebraska. They are the favorite.
I watched that game, and I'm like, oh, they are driving. This could be good. And I knew the second that he dropped back to air one out on first, I knew right away. I'm like, there is absolute, before he threw the ball, I'm like, this is going to get picked. And sure as hell, it got picked. That is the life of being a Cincinnati fan, both the Bengals and the Bearcats.
Yeah, I was going to say, for those of you who don't know, Drew Wagner, our Milwaukee baseball insider, also a hardcore Cincinnati football fan, which totally...
explains my miserable, crabby nature.
I wasn't going to say it exactly that way, but that was kind of like where I was veering. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but we haven't had as much time today to dive into Brewers Blue Jays as I would have liked as a diehard baseball fan, because there's been some other news here in Wisconsin that we've been paying attention to. The Packers made a deal or something.
Is this guy good? I had this, again, faint, fleeting, false hope that Mike Brown would finally do the right thing and make a deal and go after Parsons, because if there's anything the Bengals have needed, it's been defensive help, especially pass rush. Like, come on, man. And
that would have been fun.
My ultimate fear was that he would go to the Green Bay Packers.
Well, your fear has been acknowledged and celebrated by fans throughout Wisconsin, as Micah Parsons, I think, is set to land in about 25 minutes at Austin Strobel press conference at 6 o'clock. Gutekunst is talking at 5. We'll carry those both right here on The Fan, and they'll be fun and frivolity for Packers fans, not necessarily Bengals fans. But let's turn our attention to the team with the best record in all of Major League Baseball, on its way to face the team with the best record in the American League and the second best record in all of Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. As a baseball fan, Drew, I'm really excited for this weekend.
Yeah, it should be really good. It's easy to forget that the Brewers still have the best record in baseball, despite all that's happened in the last, 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of doomsday and naysayers. They're still in the driver's seat in the NL Central. Mm-hmm. They're still in the driver's seat for the top seed in the National League. And they're still, I don't know what Toronto has done in the last week, because I've been busy, following the team that I'm paid to cover. But I think they still have a fairly comfortable lead over the Blue Jays.
I believe it's still four and a half. Yeah.
Now, that could obviously change this weekend. The Brewers need to play their A game.
Yep.
This is going to be the best team they face in a couple of weeks. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it should be really good baseball. Now, we say that, and we know the baseball gods will look down and go, ha, 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 we're going to make this a 13-1 route one way or the other, because that's just how it goes when you expect like a good, tight game. But it, on paper, should be pretty interesting. Now, personally, as much as I kind of like the Blue Jays team, even though childhood Andrew Wagner absolutely hates them for beating the Brewers out in 92
and stealing,
stealing that traitor Paul Molitor.
Yep.
I'm still bitter about that. I wouldn't mind seeing them get to the World Series, but quite frankly, I'd rather have the Detroit Tigers in the World Series because, again, while there is no I in team, you can't spell media without me, and I am all about postseason opponents to which I can drive. That's what I want. Like, I would like the Cubs and the Reds to be either the one or three, so the Brewers play one of them in the NLDS and the other one advances to the NLCS and faces the Brewers. So, like, say the Cubs and the NLDS beat them, the Reds make a run to the NLCS, then I can drive to Chicago, then I can drive to Cincinnati, then I can drive to Detroit, because it's all about me.
Yeah. I think, you know, nothing wrong with that. Like, that's as it should be, right? Let's make that happen. So I don't know how much you've gotten to watch the Blue Jays or not this year, but I know that the Blue Jays are a team that again, like we say with the Brewers, like you got to play baseball for 27 outs. The Blue Jays very similar. Like they do not strike out a lot. They fight balls off. They put balls in play. They play with good energy and they have really good at starting pitching. And I think we're going to see that this weekend. You know, both teams, you know, all six starters this weekend, really good starters.
Yeah, it is going to be some of the best pitching matchups that we've seen all season in baseball. I mean, both sides come into this thing and they are pitching. They're pitching their lights out. I was just looking up the stats here to see where the Blue Jays rank. They're fifth in strikeouts in the American League. They are, where is it? Their ERA. They are right up there. Come on. No, they're not right up there. All right. They're actually 11th, 4-2-3. You know, that's something to be optimistic about.
Yep.
But you're right. Offensively, they play a very similar style to the Brewers. Maybe not quite as aggressive on the base paths. They don't go for that pressure as much as the Brewers do because they do have a pretty good amount of pop in their bats. I mean, these guys can, if you make a mistake to the Blue Jays lineup, that thing is getting hit up to Sudsbury. They actually crush the baseball. Yeah, that was a Shorzy reference.
Yep.
182 home runs this year. They're fourth in the American League, so
I think
they can do damage.
I think it's interesting that when you look at batting average in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays and Brewers are tied for second as a team. They're hitting .258. The A's are actually fourth. They're hitting .253. They're tied with the Astros and the Dodgers, then the Red Sox, and the Yankees are hitting .252. And the Blue Jays are hitting .268. They're 10 points better than Philly and Milwaukee, who are tied for second. They lead the league in on-base percentage, not necessarily in slugging. You're right, they do hit a number of home runs, but there are some teams that are way ahead of them with that. But they put people on base, and they come after. That's the way they come after you with that on-base percentage.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They get on base, and the difference is they don't manufacture as much as the Brewers do. They're not as much of a station-to-station team as the Brewers are, and they don't have to because they got guys like Vladdy Jr. and Bichette who can just go out there and absolutely rake and clear the bases with one swing of the bat. That's the biggest difference between the Brewers and the Blue Jays is they've got more guys that more consistently clear the bases with a swing. So you have to be extra careful because like the Brewers, that lineup does not chase a lot, does not strike out a lot. They put the ball in play, and then you have that added danger of absolute demolishing guys that are hidden in that order.
Yeah, Drew Wagner joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. I know we've got three in Toronto, and I don't want to look ahead to next week. Not that I'm looking ahead to Philadelphia. I'm looking ahead to Tuesday, really. Tuesday is the day off. And as we look at this Brewers team with how many games they've played, how important is it just for that day off to come and just for everybody to kind of reset for the September run?
Yeah, they need it. I mean, this team, like you can tell, they are tired. They're exhausted. They you know, that 14-game winning streak, they're running on adrenaline there. And you go in to Chicago and you play that 5-game series, which takes, listen, there's an emotional toll that comes with it too. You know, you go in there expecting to play that doubleheader, you play the early game, and then your plans get scuttled. So then you got to turn around again, get an early start to the next day and play two. And you just, you're all out of
sorts. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It throws guys off rhythm. It throws them out of a routine. And baseball, you know, football is such a brute sport. It's a lot of, you know, pounding and hammering and you know, all that stuff. That sounded weird. Basketball is more of an athletic sport. Baseball is a mental sport. Mm-hmm. And when you're going at it day after day, you just get exhausted. Add in the physical aspect of it. I mean, the bodies are run down, the minds are run down. That day off where you can just get up, get treatment, have your coffee, sit in the toilet for an hour and just veg out. That goes so far. And you can tell they need it right now. Like, they haven't been getting run out of town these last couple games when they're 5-8. But like, you look at those losses, they had the lead in, I think, 7 of those games and just kind of faltered down the stretch. And some of that is not coming up with a big hit, not beating out the throw, not making the bullpen pitch. Like, that's a sign of fatigue. And that happens to everybody. You know, the Brewers are still a good team. They're just running on fumes right now. And I think if they get through this stretch, if you win this series, you know, if you take 2 out of 3 somehow in Toronto and can come out and so win that game Monday. So you, then you're like, I think a game under 500, maybe at 500 for that stretch. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. You know, no one's expecting you to win, you know, 12 out of 19. That's just ridiculous. But if you can stay close to 500 during that stretch and keep your lead in the division, I mean, look at where they're at. They started, they were 9 games out when that losing streak ended. So then it dropped to 8. And then despite going 5-8 since, they've only lost a game and a half of their lead during that time. So they're still in really good shape and they've managed to maintain. But yeah, that off day is going to be huge, except for us. Tuesday is the most important day on the calendar because that is the Pud Galvin Cup, in which the Brewers media takes on Brewers employees.
Wait, when is that?
Softball. That's Tuesday at 6:00 at Helfer.
How did I not get my invite?
Gotta be a regular, I think.
I don't think you do because I've played in the past. I was on a team that actually beat the Brewers employees for the first time in years.
Yeah, and we did that last year for the first time in, I think, 10 years. So we kind of.
So I was on the team 10 years ago.
Yeah, we kind of clamped down the roster. You know,
clearly you don't need good. Clearly you don't need good players.
Can you play shortstop?
100%. I play shortstop every day.
I'll talk to as the GM. I'll talk to my analytics people.
Yeah, you let them know because if you actually want to shortstop, you can play.
I can talk to our commissioner Andrew Grumman and see if we can get a waiver.
Nice.
We'll need your walk up song and see what we can do.
I mean, just anything with thunder in it, I think we're pretty much qualify. Final question for you, Mr. Drew Wagner, on this Friday evening, as we'll let you go into the weekend. I know I saw you do a little reposting from our good friend, Mr. No Hair, Todd Rosiak. Jackson Churio is in Toronto, expected to be perhaps activated tomorrow, it looks like. Is that what you're thinking?
When we last had our last pregame session with Murph, which I think was Wednesday. Yeah, because yesterday was a day game. We don't get him before the game. Wednesday, he said if all goes well, in his last rehab outing, he could be available Friday. Okay. So when I saw the move this morning, because Rob Zastrzyzny. Is back. Easton McGee is out. I think that's going to be a huge boost for the bullpen, getting his left-handed arm in there.
Yep.
I was a little shocked to not see Churio on this. Maybe they're just giving him an extra day before bringing him in, but I fully expect him to be active this series.
Nice, and that's going to be a great jolt for the team, and I know that we will talk about that Monday morning on the Mason Crosby Show.
You bet we will.
Wow. Drew, have an absolutely amazing weekend. Again, sorry about the game last night. The Bearcats have nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, buddy.
All right. Talk soon.